This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For almost a century and a half, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau has brought people together to enjoy the simple pleasures of life. As Glenn Moberg reports, this year, the fair has also provided a sanctuary from contentious partisan politics.
Take a step back in time at the 148th annual Wisconsin Valley Fair.
148 years ago, Wausau was a frontier outpost of lumberjacks and lumber barons. The first Wisconsin Valley Fair showed off Marathon County farm animals and the people who raised them. Some things haven't changed.
You just want to say, okay, I'm trying to do my paperwork. Everybody be quiet. But you know they're going to keep making noise.
Poultry supervisor Linda Pluckelman is trying to fill out forms in a very noisy exhibition building. Her 4-H kids have been working all year for this day.
Beautiful, beautiful birds here. I'm very impressed with what the kids are bringing in. Some of the white birds, they just about glow. The kids have them cleaned and polished. It's beautiful.
16-year-old Morgan Joswack has just won a blue ribbon. She had to overcome a case of the jitters during the showmanship competition.
I've been raising chickens since I was about 7 or 8. It's fun to see all the chickens get all hyper over absolutely nothing.
What do you get out of it spiritually?
Making the animals feel happy and making sure they don't get hurt by anything.
Get yourself a pork chop on a stick.
People have always come to the fair for the food.
Our complete dinners are meatloaf, turkey this year we added, and roast beef.
The First English Lutheran Church has been serving full meals here since 1919. Neil Yedis has been a part of it for 30 years.
People still love to come and eat, you know, and, and especially Lutherans.
Also make sure to grab an elephant by the ear at the Optimus Elephant Ear Stand.
Middle schoolers Eric Bailey, Caden Barden, and Deshaun Cosby are pushing pachyderm pastry.
They're amazing.
They're delicious.
You come get them.
They're really good.
Now, do you really make these out of elephants?
No.
They're healthy, aren't they?
Yes. No. Very healthy.
Sweet Adeline cream puffs are as delicious as they were 38 years ago.
Cream puffs, cream puffs. Come and get your cream puffs.
Laurel Haith, a member of the female barbershop group The Sweet Adelines, sings the virtues of her sweet fare.
They're made with real cream, whipped by our special whippers who have been highly trained.
On the east side of the Midway.
And after stuffing yourself with fair food, what could be better than spinning around in circles?
I couldn't lift my head up, and it made me dizzy.
Calissa Strobin and Jocelyn Krentz have just gotten off of a ride called Zero Gravity.
It was spinning really fast, and I like rides that spin.
Jack and Trey Babinski and Nicholas Sloan, also in their early teens, have proven their mettle on the orbiter.
It was very exciting, and I liked it a lot.
Just like the speed and the height and the constant spinning.
It makes you really dizzy and throw up.
It takes 80 people to run the carnival rides and 46 trucks to move them from fair to fair, according to North American Midway General Manager Pat Rep.
We can get it the whole show up in about 8 hours, and it takes about 5 hours to get it all back down.
Rep says the county fair brings people together in a partisan world.
You know, there's not a lot today in this world, if you watch the news or on Facebook, that's happy stuff anymore. And, you know, our job is to take people away from the news channels and the election and enjoy themselves. And that's our number one goal.
Back in the poultry barn, Linda Pluckelman agrees there's more to life than politics.
Thank the Lord, right? Yes, more than politics.
For at least 1 week out of the year.
Thanks again for joining us.
Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.